In the older edition of the Shvilei Pinchas, it's Maimer Beis, and in the one that you have, it's what? Maimer Vav, but it's the same Maimer. I just didn't want to, you didn't need all my coloring on my edition, so I figured I'd give you a clean copy. Okay, let's see. Vayihi bimei Achashverosh. Biur inyan gimel pamim ozvav b'tchilas ha-megillah b'emtzi'isa uv'sofa. Amazing idea. We're going to explain the three Vavs. The Vav that appears at the beginning of the Megillah, the Vav that appears at the end of the Megillah, and the Vav that appears in the middle of the Megillah. Vav always means and. Megillah is a continuation of the story of Klal Yisrael. I don't know if anyone had a chance to hear Judah Michel's Shir on Vayu Torah, but he speaks a little bit about this inyan. And the Megillah is part of an ongoing story that the Jewish people are telling. So the first letter of the Megillah is a Vav. The last letter, as we'll see, of the Megillah is a Vav. And the middle letter of the Megillah is a Vav. Where does our story really begin? Klal Yisrael's story really begins with, you know, Bereishis. But the Megillah is very much a continuation of our past, our present, and our future. And that's why the Chazal say that when Mashiach comes, we're still going to have Megillas Esther, we're still going to have the Yom Tov of Purim, Chuasam Hayisa LaNetzach, an eternal Yom Tov. Okay, so he starts by quoting the pasuk. Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, hu Achashverosh, hamolech mehodu v'ad kush sheva v'esrim umeya medina. Okay, I'm going to try to stick to the text, but I'll just tell you one thing. What is the gematria of Vayihi bimei Achashverosh? This is not my own insight, but it just goes to the core of what you see from the opening. Chazal said Vayihi bimei is always something bad. So Vayihi bimei Achashverosh. What was so bad? What was Achashverosh's intention? I mean, we saw he wore the big day kahuna, and he was celebrating that Hashem has abandoned Klal Yisrael. So how much is Vayihi?
27.
Vayihi is 31. How much is Bimei? Okay, 61. 31, 61.
92.
Okay. And how much is Achashverosh?
821.
Okay, so what do we got? Vayihi bimei Achashverosh. 821, 61, and 31. What do you got? 913. Okay, but we messed up. Because what's bimei? We said 61?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
62. Right? So it's 914. So 914 is one more than Bereishis. The word Bereishis is 913. The first word of the Torah is Bereishis, where it all really begins. When Hashem created the world, He looked in the Torah to create the world. So you could see from the opening of the Megillah, Vayihi bimei Achashverosh. Achashverosh thinks, 914. Right, we know from the Maharal that when something in Gematria is one more than something else, it tries to dominate something else. Maharal says it by Hanukkah, that Yavan is 66. Right? Yavan, the enemy of Hanukkah, is 66. And Heichal, which is a name for the Beis HaMikdash, where they attacked, where they tried to defile, Timuas Heichalecha, Heichal is 65. So Yavan thinks they can defeat the Heichal. So Achashverosh also, Vahive Achashverosh is 914, one more than Bereishis. Achashverosh thinks, you think Hashem created the world? I'm in charge of the world. 127 Medinos. The Gemara says Achashverosh ruled the entire civilized world. He thinks he's God. He thinks he's in charge of the world. He thinks he's going to stop the Torah before it even gets started. Okay, so let's see. Let's see Hashem's response to that. Okay, Os Aleph. B'Sefer Megillah Sefer. In the Sefer, that's known as Megillah Sefer, Perish al Megillas Esther b'derech Pardes, which is a commentary on Megillas Esther in Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. Meharav HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Yaakov, the Avbeistin of Ir Chadash. I don't know what that is. However, it's Nidpas, it was printed. I guess Pinchas Friedman assumed that most of us don't know who that is. So he tells us, well, in case you want to just know that he's a reliable person, he has Haskamos in his Sefer from the Divrei Chaim of Sanz, from Rav David of Dinov, who's the son of the Bnei Yisachar, from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Mizidichov, from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Mikamarna. Okay, so he has Haskamos from Big Tzadikim. So again, it's a holy work called Megillah Sefer. Hayir Hayir Lanu al Davar Nifli. He noticed, he was the first to maybe point out, something remarkable. Ki Mordechai v'Esther shekasu as Megillah, Paschu es Megillah ba'oz vav. They began the Megillah with the letter vav. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh. V'chein emtza ha-Megillah, the middle of the Megillah, in terms of the Pesukim, starts with the letter vav. Vata'an Esther vatomer she'elasi uvakashasi. And the Megillah also ends with vav. V'chein siyum ha-Megillah hu ba'oz vav. Doresh tov la'amo. V'dover shalom l'chol zaro. Starts with a vav, middle letters of vav, and it ends with a vav. V'kosav levar ha'inin b'zeh, ha'pi ha'mavur b'zor ha'kadosh. Every letter has a story to it. What's the story? What is the os vav? What do we know about the os vav? So it says in the Zohar, ha'masha biksha rachav me'ha'meraglim, when Rachav asked the meraglim, and say for Yoshua, v'nasatam li os emes, give me a true sign, make me a promise. Rachav hid the spies, the Jewish spies, in her home. So she says, promise me that you'll protect me. Give me a sign. Give me a true sign, an os emes. Says the Zohar Kadosh, umai ihu os emes. What is the os emes? Literally a true sign, but what is the letter of truth? Da os vav. This is the letter vav. So it already fits nicely with what we learned last week, right? Was that two weeks ago? Adar is the mazel, the sign for the month of Adar is dagim. And what do we learn about fish? Remember the Gemara Pesachim. The fish are the ones who declare emes Hashem la'olam. And how fish are tocho kabaro. And how Amalek is sheker and Purim is emes. So it makes sense that the Megillah of Purim, which is a Yom Tov that celebrates emes, again, emes is eternal. Purim is eternal. Chuasam ha'yisa la'netzach. So therefore, it makes a lot of sense that the Megillah should start with a Vav, which is an Os Emes. The middle should be an Os Vav, which is an Os Emes. And the end should be an Os Emes. L'chein nirmaz Vav berosh toch sof shel Megillah. The beginning, the middle, and the end of the Megillah has a Vav. L'ramis shekula toras emes mitchilas avad sofa. To teach us that the Megillah is a text which is kulo emes. Divrei Shalom ve'emes, as the Megillah itself is called. It's called Emes. The Gemara says it has to be made in certain ways, like a Sefer Torah, which is Emes. Ka'amita shel Torah, the Gemara says. So the Megillah is very Emestic. V'yesh lahosif tavlin b'bir ha'inyan, al-pi ma'ashamatzinu b'Yerushalmi. So he says, let's perhaps try to explain more deeply based on what we find in the Yerushalmi and Maseches Megillah. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, Af Megillas Esther v'halachos einan asidin libatel. The Megillah, like we said a moment ago, it's based on Yerushalmi, is never going to be batel. It's forever. Nemar kan kol gadol v'lo yasaf v'nemar lahalan v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram. It says in the Torah, in Parshas Ve'eschanan, about the word of Hashem, that the voice of Hashem is a kol gadol. It's a great voice. It's a powerful voice. V'lo yasaf, which never stops. Remember I told you the Rashi says, lo pasak. It never pauses. Pasak, we said, is Gematria Malik. It never stops. Malik's the one who tries to stop it from happening. Hashem's voice never stops. And it says in the Megillah also, v'zichram, and its remembrance, or its memory, its story, lo yasuf mizaram, shall not stop from its descendants. Forever. The Megillah is eternal. V'nei kvar amru b'shabbos, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Shabbos, Kushta koi. Truth stands. Kushta means truth. Truth stands. Right? Sheker doesn't have raglaim, the Gemara says. Sheker doesn't have raglaim because the letter shin, kuf and resh, don't, right? They look like they're going to topple over. The letter shin doesn't have a base upon which to stand. The letter kuf also, the letter resh, it's top heavy. It looks like it's going to collapse. An aleph has a foundation, has a base. A mem has a base. A tof has two legs. So sheker doesn't have raglayim. But kushta, the truth, kushta kai. Truth stands. I was thinking the other week also. The Yerushalmi, again, let's look carefully. What did the Yerushalmi say is going to last? What's not going to be batel? Megillas Esther, right? V'halachos. Okay? If you look in the Medrash on Mishlei, the Medrash on Mishlei says not only will the Megillah last forever, but the Yom Tov of Purim is forever. The Yom Tov of Purim will last forever. There is one nosach that we find on one of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch called the Ateras Tzvi, where he says a nosach that Purim and Chanukah are forever. The two Yom Tov and Derabbanan that Hashem gave us at the end of time, Purim and Chanukah are forever. So if you're thinking about this, I'm going to say it. Let me say it like this. Let's go over the body parts again in the Sfiros. Yeah? Chesed is the right arm. Gvura is the left arm. Tiferes is the torso, is the chest, is the body. Right? Netzach and Hod correspond to the two legs. And I told you, it's not clear exactly in Kisvei Arizal which leg is Purim, which leg is Chanukah. Right? Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, right arm, left arm, body. Right? The two legs are Keneged, Chanukah, and Purim. Purim and Chanukah. I told you, it's more accepted to say the right leg is Netzach, which is Purim, Shuasam Hayisa La Netzach, and the left leg is Hod, which is Chanukah, Lahodus Alahalo. But again, they're a little bit interchangeable. In that passage, in the Tikkunei Zohar, it says the right arm is Chesed, the left arm is Gvura, Tiferes is Gufa, and then it says the two legs, or the two thighs really, train Shokin, the two thighs correspond to, right, Netzach and Hod. But it doesn't assign them specifically. Which means that Purim and Chanukah are in some ways interchangeable. But however, think about this for a second. If Purim and Chanukah represent the two legs, so that's exactly what we're saying here. Legs means emes. Raglayim ladavar. The way it's used in the Gemara. Raglayim ladavar means that there's basis for the matter. There's raglayim ladavar. So Chanukah and Purim, which again, according to the Ateres Tzvi on the Shulchan Aruch, are the two Yom Tovim that are going to last, even Mashiach comes, because they're emistic. And emes Hashem le'olam. Emes is eternal. Kushta koi, again, to use the words on the page here from the Gemara and Shabbos. Kushta koi. Truth stands. Truth has the ability to stand. Okay? Al kein rosh toch v'sof shal megillah, hi ozvav oz emes. So therefore the Megillah is eternal, as alluded to by the three vavs. Okay? So it says Rav Pinchas Friedman, I'll add a nice little remez ledavar. V'yesh lomar b'zeh remez na, I'd like to add the following little remez. Shemitam zeh nikris ha-Megillah al shem Esther. Why do we call it Megillah's Esther? He says, because Esther itself is no trikon. Esther stands for Aleph is Emes. Aleph represents Emes. Emes, Sof, Toch, Rosh. It's Emes at the end, it's Emes in the middle, it's Emes in the beginning. V'rom is al gimel vavin sheyesh besof, Toch, Rosh, shel Megillah. That's what the word Esther means. Esther means Emes, Sof, Toch, Rosh. Very nice. V'yesh lomar ki zeh ubir inyan shematzinu b'gemara. That's what we find in the Gemara. When Esther is begging to become part of Tanakh, because Esther says, my book can't just be a book that's popular for a particular period of time. My book is eternal. Shochal hem Esther l'chachamim, kizvuni l'doros. Write me down for all generations. Give me kiyum, give me lasting power. Kishama kagarim shenikres Esther. We know that a person's name reveals their essence. So Esther understands that I have to be what? Emes, Toch, Sof, Rosh. Sof, Toch, Rosh. I'm Emes from beginning to end, and therefore I need my book to reflect that, and I need my book to be, of course, part of Tanakh, to make it part of Torah, because Torah is eternal. And what we're learning from this Yerushalmi is that the Megillah is what? Is even more eternal. Is even more eternal, in a certain sense, than other parts of Tanakh. L'kavoas ha-Megillah l'dore doros ad bias Mashiach tzidkenu. Megillah should have a lasting quality. V'zeu perish apasuk, and that's what it means when the pasuk says at the towards the end of the Megillah in the ninth parak, u'maimer Esther kiyam divrei ha-purim ha'ela v'nichtav b'sefer. Right, that the word of Esther became recorded in the book. Perish, maimer Esther shebiksha me'achachamim kisvuni l'doros. Right, what is the Megillah saying? That which Esther requested to be written down for all generations. It was Esther's understanding that if the Megillah and is lasting, that like the Yom Tov that goes along long lasting, and therefore v'nichtav b'sefer, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, vav nichtav b'sefer. V'nichtav is vav nichtav b'sefer. Vav nechtab sefer. Truth was written into this book. Shenechtab sefer ha-megillah inyan zeh begimul vavin. Right, again, the vav that starts the Megillah, the vav that ends the Megillah, the vav in the middle of the Megillah, that has the ability to make the Megillah a lasting work and Purim a lasting yom. Okay? So far, so good? Okay, gevaldik. Os beis. Kedarcha shel Torah nidreshes b'shivim panim. So now that we can build on this idea from the Sefer Megillah Sefer, let's go further. Levar inyan gimel vavin sheish b'megillah. Let's try to understand more. What's this idea of these three vavs? You say gevaldik Torah. Listen to this. What's this idea? The vav that begins the Megillah, the middle of the Megillah, the end of the Megillah. So he says, I want to quote from Rav David of Lulav, Rav David Lulaver, an amazing explanation on the piyut Askinu Sudasa, which some recite Friday night. Shetiken ha'arizal. Askinu Sudasa. What do we say in the Askinu Sudasa? We say, as part of that introductory tefillah to Kiddush, Bivavin tiskatar. Bivavin tiskatar. What does that mean? The actual context is when it's describing the home on Shabbos and really the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, Beis Hamikdash in general. One of the things we find in the Beis Hamikdash is what is the lechem haponim. And it says about the lechem haponim that the lechem haponim were two stacks, we know, of six loaves each. And says the Arizal in his piyut, Bivavin tiskatar. Through the vavin, through the two stacks of six, that's what it means, Pashup Shah. Here, I'll read you the line. Shchinta tisatar, bishis nahame listar. The secret of the six breads, the six loaves, meaning what? The double column of six loaves, the lechem aponim in the Beis Hamikdash. Bivavin tiskatar. Bivavin. Two vavs. What do you mean two vavs? Two stacks of six loaves each. Bivavin tiskatar, which are connected. Bivavin tiskatar. It's very deep. Says Rav David Lulaver, I want to tell you what I think the vavin tiskatar means. The vavs which are connected. Not just the two stacks of six loaves each, which made up the lechem aponim, which, by the way, has a deep connection to Purim, which maybe we'll get to this week. Because the Gemara says, on the name Memuchan, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Beis says, Memuchan means what? It's a taina against Memuchan. The Gemara says, Klum hechinu lefanecha shulchan. Memuchan, which we know is Haman. Chazal say Memuchan is a code name for Haman. Did Haman ever prepare the lechem aponim for you, Hashem? So why Haman is connected to the lechem aponim, maybe we'll work on. We'll work on maybe later this week. What do we say in the Mizmor LeDavid? Akal Yisrael, I know I like to sing, at least by Shal Shudas. What do we say? Taroch Lefanai Shulchan. Set up the Shulchan. Neged Tzorarai. Who's Tzorarai? Ish Tzar Va'oyev. Haman. Haman's called Tzorarai. He's called Tzorar HaYehudim. Okay, so the Indian of the Shulchan has a deep connection. So I'm just telling you, the Pashup Shad of what the Arizal is talking about when he says Bevavin Tiskatar, the vavs which are connected, he's talking about the two stacks of six breads each, the showbread, the lechem aponim. But explain Rav David Lulaver, an amazing Torah, he says, quotes the Zohar Kadosh Parshas Achrei Mos, which we mentioned last week, Gimel Dargan Inun Miskashrin Dabada. There are three madregos, there are three things that are connected one to another. Kutchabrichu, Oraisa, V'Yisrael. The three things that are really one, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are all one. Perush, Gimel Madregos Miskashrim Zoim Zo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaTorah V'Yisrael. There are three levels that are really all interwoven, Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people. Va'inyin hu ki l'chora yesh merchak rav ben kutshabrichu, shu'na levinizkav, u'ben klal Yisrael shenim tzah b'olam hazeh. You would think Hashem is somewhere out there, and klal Yisrael is all the way down here. Ulam al yedei esek haTorah, but the Torah, right? Kutshabrichu, Oraisa, V'Yisrael, Chadhu. Hashem, who we picture as a transcendent God, a God of the heavens, and Klal Yisrael, who are human beings on earth, how do we connect? Through the Torah. That's the medium by which we connect to Hashem. Ki haTorah hi ha-mechaberes u-mekasheres bein Yisrael la-avim shvashamayim. The Torah binds us to Hashem. That's how we become one. That's how an infinite God becomes connected to flesh and blood, to human beings like ourselves. Says Rav David Lulaver, Bivavin tiskatar. What's the pshat? Hine shlosha elu kutcher bichu reis of Yisrael. Ramuzim ba'os vav sheyesh la gimel miluyim. How do you spell the letter vav? How do you spell the letter vav? How do you spell it out in miluy? There are three ways to spell vav. Just like there's three ways to spell hey. Some letters can be spelled only one way. How do you spell yud in miluy? Yud vav dalet. There's only one way to spell it. How do you spell aleph in miluy? Aleph lamed pei. There's only one way to spell it. There are some letters that can be spelled multiple ways. Hey is an example. Vav is an example. How do you spell vav in miluy? So there are three miluyim for vav. It could be vav vav. It could be vav aleph vav. And it can be vav yud vav. Those are all legitimate ways to spell vav. Okay, and they're expounded in the different shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all in Kisvei Arisal. So he says the miloy of vav is sometimes vav aleph vav, sometimes it's vav yud vav, and sometimes it's vav vav. So look what he says. Hine hamiloy harishon vav aleph vav. What's the gematria of vav aleph vav? 13, which is the same gematria as echad. So vav aleph vav represents the vav that brings out, so to speak, the aleph in the middle is Hashem. Right? That's Kutcha Brichu. He says the next miloy of vav is what? Vav yud vav. What's the gematria of vav yud vav? 22. What's 22? The 22 osios of the Torah. The aleph base. Right? The 22 letters from which the Torah is created, which the Torah speaks to us. And what's vav vav? What's vav vav? Is 12. 12. 12 shvatim. That's Klal Yisrael. So says Rav David Lalever, Bevav in Tiskatar, the three vavs. The three vavs that are connected, right? Three vavs that are connected. Kuchabrichu Yisrael, Reis of Yisrael, Chadho. Right? Vav Aleph Vav is Gematria Echad is Hashem. Vav Yud Vav is 22, is the 22 Osios of the Torah. And Vav Vav is 12, represents the 12 Shvatim. And therefore, Bevavin Tiskatar, through these vavin, we're connected. Through the Torah, we're able to, again, to unite and connect an infinite Kuchabrichu to human beings of this world. Kavaldik, no? So vav and tiskatar. The vavs were connected. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I was saying that vav is the Alek Emet, that it has beginning, middle, end, which means it's also going to be forever. We know the Netzach.
Good.
So just simply, vav, what's the gematria of vav? 6 times 3, beginning, middle, end, is chai.
Right. So that's right. It's life. It's real life. It's eternity. Very good. Very good. We're actually going to get to that. You're being mechavin toward Rav Pinchas Friedman, one of the greatest teachers of Pnimiyas HaTorah. Shvile Pinchas. He got so popular in the world. So many people are learning his svarim, and they send it out in three languages, no? I think it's up to three languages now. Originally it was in Hebrew, now it's Hebrew and English, then Hebrew, English, and French. Thousands of people get his weekly maimer. Mamish beautiful. Okay, yeah, so that's also the three vavs has to do with chai. You'll see Mamish is about to say that in the next paragraph. Okay, let's turn the page. I'm sorry, I messed up the photocopying, so go to the next page is really the third page. V'yesh l'ramis. I'm sorry, again, it's a little bit dark. V'yesh l'ramis inyan zeh b'pasuk, u'shmartem es chukosai v'es mishpatai, asher yasa osam ha'adam, v'chai b'hem. Shoval, your mamish v'chavin. V'chai b'hem. What does it mean, v'chai b'hem? Live through them. Ki tachlis ki mishpatei haTorah, what's the purpose of a life of Torah? Shayidei haTorah yizke ish Yisrael lizadabik im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because without Torah, you can't be connected to Hashem. There's no such thing as being connected to Hashem without Torah. You need to have Torah to connect to God. Shayidei haTorah yizke ish Yisrael lizadabik im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher oz hu zocha lachayim amitiyim. Then he's living real life. Vatem hadveikim b'Hashem lelokechem. Chayim kulcham hayom. And the hint of this idea is what Shoval said. Shechein gimel pa'amim vav. 3 times vav is gematria chai. Shehim keneged hakesher bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Reis of Yisrael. Right, as we just learned, Hashem is vav and Torah is vav and the Jewish people are vav. So 3 times vav is chai. So that's what the pasuk says. Ushmartim es chukosai ves mishpatai. Asher yasa osam ha'adam. When a person lives a life of Torah, then what? Then v'chai b'hem. Then he becomes alive through them. V'chai b'hem. Shal yedei haTorah yizkel yizkasher v'kadosh baruch hu. Sh'oz misyachtim gimel havavin. And the three vavs connect. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people. Gematria chai. Says Reb Pinchas Friedman, what happens if we add up the three vavs? As we just explained, the three vavs are vav aleph vav, vav yud vav, vav vav. So what is it? 13 plus 22 plus 12 is how much?
40.
Is 47. Nu chever, what's the secret of 47? Vachai bahem. What's the matchup of bahem? Bahem, 47. So vav chai, right? Vav chai, when the vav is chai. The three vavs, three times vav is chai. And the three expansions of vav, see, watch your 47, is bahem. So vachai bahem. Through a life of Torah, we're able to unite, again, basar v'dam, human beings, with Hashem himself. Gvaldik.
Vav also connects. Yeah.
Vav connects. That's exactly what the letter means, right? Vav is a connector. Absolutely. Okay? Okay, good. Next paragraph, Gimel. V'hine haman ha-rasha b'kesh la-hafrid b'en gimel vavin. So Haman understood the power of what? Of this connection that a Jew has through Torah to unite him with Hashem. And Haman wanted to tear apart the vavim. Sh'rom z'mal ha-raisa kutshabichu v'yisrael. That allude to the Torah, God, and the Jewish people. Ha-yedei sh'shtachvu v'yisrael l'tzelem b'yimei Nebuchadnezzar. Right, like the Gemara says, why do the Jews deserve to be destroyed? Because we bowed down to the idol in the times of Nebuchadnezzar. And therefore Haman thought, Shal yidei chet avodah zarah nifredu Yisrael mekadosh baruch hu. What moves us farther away from Hashem than avodah zarah itself? V'hosif lahachshilas Yisrael asher b'shushan le'anos misudasa shal osa rasha keneged mishpatei HaTorah. Not only that, Haman invited us to join the party of Achashverosh, right? Haman was the mastermind behind all of these things to get the Jews to enjoy the Suda. And he thought, ah, for sure, this will remove the Jews from a life of Torah. This will remove the Jews from a life of Kedusha. Right? But what Haman didn't know, what Haman didn't understand, is that the bond between Kutcherichu Yisrael V'araisa, right? Vav, it's emes, it's an eternal bond. It's not so easily broken. It's not so easily torn apart. Okay, go to the next paragraph. Me'ata. Me'ata yisba'er inyan gimel vavin shenizkru v'megillah b'tchilasa b'emtzi'isa v'sofa. So now we can go deeper. Why does the Megillah start with a vav and end with a vav? And why is the middle pasuk of the Megillah have the letter vav, start with the letter vav? L'ram is ki kesher zeh b'in gimel vavin. Sherom is al kutchabichu raisiv yisrael. Because the bond that exists, again, between Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people, chadhu, which is one, who sha'amad lahem b'yamei achashverosh, li'inatsa migzeras haman. If Haman, if Amalek is the sheker of the world, if Haman tries to what? Again, bevavin tiskatar. The vavs are connected. Kutchabichu raisiv yisrael chadhu. It's one, it's mamish deeply connected. What does Haman say? Yeshno am echad mifuzar u'mifurad. Mifuzar u'mifurad. He's trying to pull apart the vavs. He doesn't want the vavs to be connected. And therefore the Megillah starts with vav, the middle is vav, the end is vav, to say you're not pulling apart the vavs. V'yesh lomar. Ki mitam ze acharei ha'nes shal purim. Kimu v'kibla Yehudim aleim v'alzaram. After the story of the salvation of Klal Yisrael, the Jews re-accepted the Torah. Kimu ma shekiblu kvar, says the Gemara. Shekiblu aleim l'kayim eskola Torah me'avas hanes. They accepted the Torah with greater love. Why? Because they understood that the Torah is the only thing that keeps us connected to Hashem. Lule sarascha shashuai. If not for the Torah, we'd fall apart. We'd completely disconnect from Hashem. It's already, it's an impossible question. How do you unite Hashem with a human being? There's only one glue that can hold it together, and that's called Torah. So Haman understood that, and Haman said, look, they have Avodah Zarah. They're at a party that's celebrating that God has forgotten them after 70 years of Galus. So all of a sudden, Klal Yisrael understood through the salvation of Purim, wait a minute, without Torah, there's no glue, there's no connection. So when they were saved, they understood, wow, we have to deepen our connection to Torah, and they re-accepted the Torah. Okay? Now you're going to learn something that's going to make you smile. Look at the next paragraph. Yumtak levar b'zeh minog Yisrael Torahu. With this we can understand and explain the minog of the Jewish people. Right? Because everything Jews do has deep reasons behind it. Le'achol b'purim humintash. Why do we eat humintash? Why do we eat humintash? Shehu min mafa asay b'tzuras mishulash. A triangle baked, filled good. Right, what is that? What's the inyan of a triangle cookie on Right? Some say Haman had a triangle hat. What's the shape of a triangle? A triangle? It's three vavs. It's three vavs connected. He says that's the secret of Hamantashen. Sheish la gimel kitzvos u'mamalim asav b'minei mesuka. We take three vavs, a triangle, and we fill it with something sweet. Lefia amar yesh lomar inyan b'zeh. Kitzuras mishulash. The idea of a triangle is what is three interconnected vavs. Morkeves mi gimel vavin. Sherom is al kutshabricho reis of Yisrael. It's these three vavs that are vavin tiskatar. It's the Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people. We eat a baked dish, right? A triangular baked dish with tzuras gimel vavin. And what do? We fill it. Why does it have to be filled? Why can't I just make a flat triangle cookie? Because again, that's exactly what we did with the vavs. We filled the vavs, right? Vav aleph vav. That's called miloy. That's called filling. Vav aleph vav, vav yod vav, and vav vav. That's a filled vav. Na'ash kavanas hamantashen, no? It's kavaldik. Maybe we should eat 47 homentashen to be makayim the three miluyim of vav.
That's a big 47.
Maybe big 47. Okay, see, everything has kavana. That's the amazing part. Everything a Jew does has so many layers of interpretation. Sometimes we don't even know it when it was, you know, like where did homentashen really start? But that the tzaddikim should be able to look at everything in the world and see a depth to it is an amazing thing. So again, the filled homentashen represent the gimel miluye os vav, the three ways that we fill out the letter vav. Kutshabrichu oraisa v'yisrael. Okay? Good? Okay. Next paragraph, top of the next column, os dalet. Al piha amor yiftach lanu pesach lahavin mashamatzinu b'gemar megillah. With this, we can now understand something more, cryptic gemara, that we find in Maseches Megillah. What do we find in Maseches Megillah? The Gemara says, Tezayin Amar Aleph, Kasher halach Haman el Mordechai, Lakayim mitzvos ha-melech la'arkivu al ha-sus, b'levush malchus. Haman goes to Mordechai and says, all right, Mordechai, very disgruntled, but Haman says, all right, the king commanded that I give you a ride on a horse. What was Mordechai doing at that moment when Haman came to Mordechai? Who remembers the Gemara? Ozol ashkechei di yosfei rabbanon kameh. He was sitting and learning with what? With Talmidei Chachamim, with young rabbinic scholars, umachve lehu hilchos kamitza lirabana. And he was showing the rabbis how to do kamitza. What's kamitza? What's kamitza? When you bring a carbon mincha, right? So you take a scoop. This is how you take a komet. You take these three fingers, and you take a scoop, yeah, from the mincha, from the flour offering, depending on what else is mixed with it. You know, sometimes oil, frankincense. Yeah, and you take a scoop, and that scoop is going to be burnt on the mizbeach, and usually the rest is going to be eaten by the kohen. It's a minchas kohen; the entire thing is burnt. That's called kamitza. When the kohen takes a scoop, a portion of the karban mincha, of a flour offering, part of it's offered on the mizbeach, and the remainder will be usually consumed by the kohen. Okay, so Mordechai is teaching. If you understand, there's no Beis HaMikdash right now, right? They're hoping and longing for the second Beis HaMikdash, but Mordechai is already learning, teaching the rabbis how to do kamitza, with the hope of one day getting back to Karbanos. Kaven dechazei Mordechai da'apik lekablei. So when Mordechai sees that Haman is coming towards him, visusei miyached biyadei, and he has a horse in his hand, mirtas, he thinks he's about to get arrested. Amr lehul rabbanan, hai rishia lemiktal nafshi ka'asi. That Russia is coming to kill me. Zilu mikamei, dilo sichvu begachalaso. Go and hide yourself so you don't get burnt by his coal. Right? Meaning, go into hiding. What did Mordechai do? Did he also run? No. Mordechai surrendered. He davened, and he was prepared to die al Kiddush Hashem. Bahi shata nis'atef Mordechai v'kam leid litzloisa. At that moment, what? Mordechai wrapped himself in a talis and got up litzloisa to daven. Also Haman v'yosavlei. Haman came and he sat by him. And he waited. An amazing thing. Haman didn't want to interrupt Mordechai's davening. That's also, there must be something very deep there. Why didn't he say, excuse me, Mordechai, I'm here to take you. Why did he wait for him to finish one asking? Amr lahu, but my askisu. So Haman says to Mordechai, what were you just teaching those rabbis? You know, what are you learning? Amru lei, bizman shabes hamikdash kayam, man demindav mincha, Maisi mile kumtse desulta umiskaper lein. So Mordechai said, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, a person would bring a kometz, would bring a scoop from the Karban Mincha, and that would bring kapara for a person. Amar lehu, Haman says in frustration to Mordechai, Asa mile kumtse kimcha didchu. Your little scoop of what? Your little scoop of flour has come, v'dochi asara alfe kikare kasva didi, and has driven away what? Has driven away my 10,000 silver talents that I gave to the king. Your little bit of flour, right, is bringing you more success than all the money I paid Achashverosh to destroy the Jewish people. Okay, you can skip the next two passages. It's just a Hebrew translation of the Gemara, in case we didn't know how to read the Gemara. Pinchas Friedman gave us the translation. Okay, continuing now in the left-hand column, Vitzarach Lahavin. Yeah, you see it? Second paragraph. Vitzarach Lahavin, Mao Inyan Male Hakom Shela Karban Mincha Shagarm Levato Gzera. So obviously, again, you know, Mordechai could have met Beis HaMikdash. What was it about Kmitza, the scoop of flour that's taken from the Karban Mincha, that Dafka, Mordechai was teaching, and Dafka when Hamas, the Kometz. The dreaded Kometz, you know? That's going to ruin everything. What's so bad about the Kometz of the Mincha? What was so threatening to Haman about the Kometz? Hachlafia Amar Yesh Levar Ha'inyin Bezeh. Ki Inyin HaKemitza Bekarba and Mincha Mefurash Bekasav. The Inyin of taking a scoop of flour is found in the Pasuk. Vin Nefesh Ki Sakri of Karba and Mincha LaShem. When a Nefesh, when a person gives a Karba Mincha to Hashem, Vehevia el bnei Aaron haKohanim, you bring it to Aaron the Kohen, vikamatz misham melo kumtzo, and Aaron will take a full scoop, misalta umishmana, from its solas, from its flour, from its shemen, from its oil, al kol levonasa, like I mentioned, with all of the frankincense, and the spices, vehiktira Kohen es askrasa mizbeicha, and the Kohen will burn it, will offer it on the mizbeach, yishereach nichach laHashem. Says Rashi. What is kmitza? Rashi explains, Malo kumtso, ha ketzad, how do you do it? Chofe, gimel, etzbaosav, you fill your three fingers, al pas yado v'zeu kometz. You fill the palm of your hand. You take the three middle fingers, you scoop it into the palm of your hand, that's called kmitza, that's called kometz. Okay. V'yesh shlom ha'inin b'zeu, what's the secret of kmitza? Al pi amavuar b'tikune zohar. The Tikkuni Zohar explains to us the secret of kmitza. Kitzuras orach ha'etzba shalakala. He remez alo zavav. Ulefiza gimel etzbos shal kmitza hein keneged gimel vaven. The three fingers that you use to take the kometz, right, the Tikkuni Zohar says that the etzba of the kala is the vav. Anyone know what that's talking about? Mirta Shem, you'll remember this when you get married. When a chassan says, Harei mekudeshes li b'tabazo, Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, and he places the ring on the kala's finger for kedushin. So the way that the Arizal explains it, and it's already rooted in the Tikkuni Zohar, is that the chassan takes a ring. Right? That little ring is like the Os Yud. And he takes it in his hand. The chassan's holding onto this ring. His hand, with his five fingers, is a hay. Then the kala extends her vav. The letter vav is her etzva. He places the ring on her right hand, on her first finger. And then the kala, right, will take, she takes the ring, she closes her hand, she brings it into her hay. So it's yud, kei, vav, kei. So you're spelling out Hashem's name through that process. The ring is the yud, the chassan has it in his hand, it's a hay. He puts it on the kala's finger, that's a vav, and then she brings it into her hand, which is the hay. So your mom, as you're acting out, you're bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the kedushin. Harei ad mekudesh asli. Right? I want to be connected to Hashem. Erison, with Hashem forever. Okay? So if a vav, if a single finger is a letter vav, so then three fingers represent what? Three fingers represent three vavs. So when Haman sees Mordechai teaching the Chachamim, right, the power of the three vavs, so Haman says, your kmitza, your three vav scoop, is going to push away all of my hopes to destroy the Jewish people. The three vavs that are connected. Me'ata ya'ir lanu lahavin inyan. Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Man d'minadiv mincha maisi malei kumtzei desulta mischaperle. So now we understand. Mordechai says to Haman, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash,
We would take a scoop of flour, and that would bring kapara. Why does a person ever have to bring a karban? Because I did an avera. Why did I do an avera? Because I didn't learn Torah well. I don't know what the Torah expects of me. I'm not committed to Torah. Shemaya osik b'Torah karaoi lo haya bali dechet ki a Torah mikasher es ha'adim b'kadosh baruch. If I would have learned Torah well, I never would have to bring a karban. I'd be tied to Hashem b'kasher amitz lo yamut with a knot that can't be undone. Like the Gemara says in Kedushin, kach ha'kadosh baruch hu amalam liYisrael banai barasi yetzer hara barasi lo Torah tavdin. If you would just learn Torah well, so then you would never separate from it. Okay, turn to the last page, which I guess is the second page. If you would learn Torah well, you would never be given over to the Yetzer Hara. Yeah? Al Kain. Nitztav HaKohen V'kamatz Misham Malo Kamsam. So the Kohen, Dafka, takes what? A three-fingered scoop. Peirish Rashi, he fills etzba osav into the pas yado, into the palm of his hand. Ki gimel etzba osem keneged gimel vavin. Va'amna melo kumso, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, what? The komet is supposed to be what? Melo kumso. Malay, it's supposed to be full. Again, why? Because the three vavs are what? The three vavim in miloy. Vav alev vav, vav yod vav, that's called miloy, right? So it has to be full, it has to be full vavin. The three vavs when they're full. Below kumso, who remez al gimel miluyim shalos vav, shem keneged kutcher bichol reis of Yisrael. Kol zeh kedei lachaper alachet, shenifrad me'akadosh baruch hu me'toraso, val yedei hakometz b'gimel etzbaoso miyachet hakohen gimel vavin, by taking this scoop, the kohen reunites the three vavs, kutcher bichol reis of Yisrael. Val yedei zeh yiskaper lachote v'yizka lihinatzal me'etzahara. And in this way, a person is safe me'etzahara. And Haman understood. And Mordechai said, right, that this scoop, this little handful of flour is going to push away all my efforts. Haman understood that as long as these three vavs are full and strong and connected, there's nothing that Haman could do to destroy us. Okay? Let's pause here and think about something for a second together. I think we can come up with a chiddush. Maybe not. Let's see. Chanukah, we did a Chanukah, no? Chanukah, we spoke about the five fingers and the exiles. You remember? We spoke about Al Yavan. The thumb represents Klal Yisrael, and these are the four exiles. Mm-hmm. So let's think about it for a second. Let's see if we can match up the three fingers, because Rav Pinchas Friedman is not going to do it for us. Let's see if we can match up these three fingers with Kutcher Bichu, Yisrael, Ve'oraisa. Okay, so what do the fingers represent? Which finger is which galus? So the way I told you, I have my own Mahalachina, but the way it's typically explained is this is Bavel. The first finger is Bavel. These are the Jewish people. We're the thumb. Yeah? And these are the four exiles, in order. So Bavel, right? Nebuchadnezzar, destruction of the first base of Mikdash. Madai, this is the Purim story. Yavan, this is Chanukah. And Edom, this is the Romans who destroyed the second base of Mikdash. Okay? So the three fingers that make up the komets are Bavel, Madai, and Yavan. Okay, so first of all, let's think for a second. What's the gematria of Bavel, Madai, Yavan? I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know. We'll see what we can find together. What's the gematria of Bavel plus Madai plus Yavan? No, let's do it together. We're going to find something now. I feel, b'siyat d'shmaya, we're going to find something good now. What do we got? How much is Bavel?
34.
How much is Madai? Madai's... Madai is, no, Mem Dalai Yud, 54. That's our Purim number, right? Because Madai is Purim, 54. And then 66. Okay, so what do we have? One 54? Okay, let's leave that for a minute. Let's see if we can match up the fingers. Which Bavel, Madai, and Yavan? Which one do you think is Kutcher Bichu, Yisrael, V'oraisa? So I would say like this. Let's pick the easy one first, I guess. Right? Yavan. What did Yavan target? What did the Greeks target?
The Torah.
They targeted the Torah. Right? What would you say, Madai? Purim?
Yisrael.
That's Yisrael. Right? And Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, who had the Jews bow down to the Avodah Zarah.
is Kodesh Abricho. Okay, so you can say it like that. That's a good way to say it, right? So Kodesh Abricho, Yisrael v'Araisa. In that order. Kodesh Abricho, Yisrael v'Araisa. Yeah, so the three fingers, yeah, that's all right, it's a nice idea already. Right, the three fingers which correspond to the three of the exiles, these three fingers which correspond to Bavel, Madai, and Yavan. So Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, had the Jews bow down to an idol. That's a rejection of Kodesh Abricho. Haman tried to kill Jews, so that's Yisrael. And Yavan tried to what? Tried to eliminate the Torah. Okay, so Dafka, we take these three fingers, these three vavs, and we take that karbon mincha, we take that scoop of the mincha, and that's how we maintain that connection. That's how we maintain the connection to Hashem. Okay. There's more I want to think about, but I'll think offline. I don't waste anyone's time. But I think that's good. I think we're saying good. These three fingers, Dafka, correspond to the three exiles, which correspond to an attack on Hashem, an attack on the Jewish people, an attack on the Torah. It's Kabbalah. I think we're saying good. Okay, let's finish the piece. Oshei. 154? 150, I don't know. I'm not sure about 154. Bavel plus Madai plus Yavan. I'm not sure. What do you got? You're showing me 154?
Yeah. That helps.
I'm not sure.
How'd you do that?
Yeah, how do you search?
Wow, it's so cool. It's all in one file. What do you got?
That's like an eighth.
I'm not sure. Okay. Tzarechion. All right, let's see. B'derech zu yesh makom, yiti lahavin ma'at mizeir. So now we can go one step further and explain something the B'nai Yisachar said. I'm surprised you didn't catch me on this. I told it to a couple of people. I think you were there in the room when we said it. Right? The B'nai Yisachar writes in the Likutei Rav Tzvi Elimelech on Megillas Esther. Bayamim ha'heim kasheves ha'melech ha'chashverash al kisei malchuso, asher b'shushan habira. Yesh b'pasak hazeh, Mem Zayin Osvin, Kiminyan HaTevos Sheyeshnam B'Torah B'Parsha Zachar, Es Asher Asa Lecha Amalek, V'yesh B'zeh Sod V'yer Esi V'chulu. The B'nai Yisachar says, the pasuk that describes Achashverosh establishing his throne in Shushan HaBira has 47 letters in it, which corresponds to the 47 words in Parsha Zachar. We counted them one day at the end of Shir last week. Zachor, Eis, Asher, Asa, Lecha, Amalek, B'derech, Vatzeischem, Mitzrayim. Well, we're going to read this Shabbos, Parsha Zachar. There are 47 words in Parsha Zachar. So the B'nai Yisachar says, the pasuk that of Achashverosh establishing his throne has 47 letters in it corresponding to the 47 words in Parsha Zachar. But he says, there's a secret here, and I'm scared to say any further. That's all the B'nai Yisachar wants to tell us. Okay? So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, even though we don't know what secret the B'nai Yisachar is referring to, and we're scared also to dabble in these things, perhaps we could explain maybe more simply the following. In the Sefer Kesem Ophir, from the Rebbe of Kamarna, he explains the pasuk, Kasheves Hamelech Achashverosh Al Kisei Malchuso, Uperish Rashi, Kishiniskayim Hamalchus Biyado. When his kingdom was established in his hand. Shaharemiz Bezeh Al Kadosh Baruch Hu Malchus Al Olam. Who is this hinting to? Who's the real Melech who establishes his kingdom? It's a reference to Hashem. Right? As the Medrash explains, Achashverosh, even the word Achashverosh in the Megillah, is a hint to Hashem. Achashverosh Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaachris Vereshis Shalom. Imagine? You've heard the Medrash before that says, anytime it says the word HaMelech, it's a reference to HaMelech, Hashem. But there's a Medrash that says, even the word Achashverosh into Hashem, because Achashverosh is like Achar and Reishis, beginning and end. And Hashem is the beginning and Hashem is the end. HaYoho V'viyah. So Achashverosh is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sha'achars V'Reishis Shalom. That the Achars and the Reishis belong to Him.
Achrus is gematria 619, and the Svarim say Achrus is 619 because the establishment of the Yom Tov of Purim is the 619th mitzvah of the Torah. Right? We know there's 613 mitzvahs d'araisa and 7 d'rabbanan. So number 619 is Purim, number 620 is Chanukah. Okay, so Achrus, which is a term you find a lot in the context of this time of the year, Adar is the last month of the calendar, right? It says about a Malik, Achriso Ade Ovid. Yeah, Achriso Ade Ovid. Achriso is Achris Vav. Achriso, Achris Vav. That's what we're explaining this morning. V'alkach nemar, k'sheves ha-melech ha-chashverash al-kise malchuso, k'sheneskayim ha-malchus biyado. Again, it's an allusion to a Kodesh Baruch Hu establishing his kingdom. So why are there 47 letters in that pasuk? And why does it correspond to the 47 words of Parsha Zachar, which we'll read this Shabbos? Me'ata lefi darcho b'kodesh. Next paragraph, how we can explain, Yesh lomar, ki b'pasuk zeh ramuz eich miskayim miskala, so shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam. How do you bring Hashem's malchus into this world? How do you allow Hashem to rebuild his kingdom in this world? Through the 47 words, so to speak, of Parsha Zachar. Zachor eis asher asal lecha amalek. Why 47? Why are there 47 words? Remember what we said before? V'chai Bahem is 47. What's the gematria of the three vavs? Vav Aleph Vav, Vav Yud Vav, Vav Vav is 47. So in order to reestablish that bond of connection between Hashem, the Jewish people, and the Torah, we need to 47 words of destroying Amalek. Keneged Gimel Vavin, the three Milum of Vav. B'gematria Mem Zayin. Shem Remez Al Yichud Kutribicho Reisiv Yisrael Chadhim. L'lamdeinu Ki Rak Al Yedei Hachut HaMeshulash. HaKadosh Hazed. Dafka through this triple bond. And we know what it says in the in Kohelet about a triple bond, right? V'achut ha-meshulash lo b'meheira yinatek. Yeah, you know the pasuk? V'achut ha-meshulash lo b'meheira yinatek. Something that's bound together very strong does not dissolve easily. Yinatek, it doesn't fall apart. So again, dafka, through these 47 words, we're able to establish a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom once again. Okay, go to the next paragraph. V'hinei. Oh, what?
I don't think, yeah.
You have a different... Go to the top of the next page. Yuresi. On the same page, I'm saying, the next column. Yeah? Yuresi b'fatsoisi al eza sor kavanaso. I'm a little nervous, again, to talk about these secrets. Aval l'chavod purim ulai kavanaso al pi mashakaso. I'll just try to say a little bit more, he says. I'll be megala a little bit more. Purim's a time for revealing secrets. Remember the piece from Rav Hutner, right? Usually, liba lapuma lo galya. Usually, what's in the heart has to stay in the heart. The mouth and the heart can't connect. On Purim, nechnas yayin yatzasod. Secrets are allowed to come out. So, l'chavod Purim, he says, I'll explain a little further. We know the pasuk. Ki yad al keska. A balik has their hand on Hashem's throne. Upirish Rashi. Shekol zman sh'amalek kayam. Ein Hashem shalim. Shechaser vavhei. Vinishar, Yud, and Hey. Right? The Vav and the Hey of Hashem's name are blocked out. And that's why it says, Case, Ka. Case, Yud, and Hey. Only the Yud and Hey are shining forth. Umavur bekisvei harizal, hakavana b'seh. Ki begolus yesh amalek achiza rak ba'osios Vav Hey. Amalek grabs on to the letters Vav and Hey. Avalo ba'osios Yud and Hey. Shehem chachma ubina. Okay, speaking Kabbalistically, but Yud, letters Yud and Hey correspond to the sviros of Chachma and Bina. Yud is Chachma, and He is Bina. V'hinei yadua ki b'chachma shem havaya, u'bina shem eka. We know from the writings of the Arizal that the svira of Chachma corresponds to Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the svira of Bina corresponds to the name of Hashem Aleph, Hey, and Yud and Hey. So what's the gematria of Havaya plus Eka, 26 plus 21 is 47. Is 47. So when a Malik blocks out what? The Vav Hey, and all we're left with is Yud and Hey. Yud and Hey is Chachma and Bina. The corresponding names of Hashem are Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph and Hey and Yud and Hey. So those two together are Gematria 47. So again, that's what we hold on to try to defeat a Malik when we're in Gullus. And we hope to get back the missing Vav and the missing Hey. Okay. Last but not least, again, a little bit deep. Let's see if we can understand it. Final paragraph. V'zeu shemavur b'kisvei ha'arizal.
Ki zachor b'gematria havaya eka b'mile yudin ab kesach. Okay, hang on tight, Chava. It's not as scary as it sounds. I don't think we'll understand what it really means, but let's at least know how to read what he's saying. What's the gematria of the word zachor? 233. Okay? The Arizal says, Zachor is the gematria of these two names of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, and Aleph-Hei and Yud-Hei, B'miloi Yudin. What does Miloi Yudin mean? Whenever it says B'miloi something, it means that there are letters which could be expanded in different ways, and this is telling you which way to expand it. So, again, Vav can be Vav-Aleph-Vav, Vav-Vav, or Vav-Yud-Vav. So when it says B'miloi Yudin, it's telling you use the expansion that has the letter Yud. Okay, so how much is hey, vav, yud, and hey if you use the expansion of yud? So what does that mean? So how do you spell the letter hey? B'milo yudin. How do you spell the letter hey, b'milo yudin? Hey, yud. Hey, yud. Okay, so that's 15. How do you spell vav, b'milo yudin?
Vav, yud,
vav. Vav, yud, vav is 22. Good. How much is yud? Yud is always 20. Yud, vav, dalet. And then hey again is what? Another 15. So 15, 22, 20, and 15 is how much? 72. You see he wrote ayin beis, that's 72. Now do the same thing for the name Eka, Aleph and Hey and Yud and Hey. So Aleph is always spelled Aleph Lamed Pei, that's 111. Hey, B'milo Yudin is Hey Yud, is 15. Okay, and Yud is 20. And then Hey Yud again is 15. So 111, 15, 20, and 15 is 161. Yeah? So he's saying from the Arizal that Zachor is Gematria, the expansion of these two names of Hashem. Again, Kisvei Arizal, not expecting us to understand it. However, based on what we've explained, he says, Ulufi ha'amor yesh lomar remez v'pasuk. Zachor eis asher asal lecha amalek. What does that mean? Zachor is 233, which is the expansion of what? Of these two names of Hashem. And these two names of Hashem correspond to what? To the Yud and the Hey that we have when Amalek blocks out the Vav and the Hey. So he says, based on all of this, Lefiza Mavuar, Gam Kena Inyan Sheish Vapasuk, Kasheves Hamelech Achashverosh, Al Kise Malchuso. Again, the B'nai Yisachar secret, that this Pasuk of Achashverosh establishing his throne has 47 letters in it. It hints to these two names of Hashem. Again, what two names of Hashem? The name of 26. And the name of 21, which combines for 47. And through that process, we hopefully once again, through defeating Amalek and erasing this 47, we hopefully restore and give full expression to Hashem's throne. So he's just telling us how the word Zachar actually is connected to these two names of Hashem that we're using to defeat Amalek. Okay, it's very deep, this last point. But what an amazing mimer. To realize the secret of the Vav that starts the Megillah, the Vav that ends the Megillah, the Vav in the middle of the Megillah, the secret of Humantashin, right? The secret of Kuchirichu Yisrael V'Araisa, why there are 47 words in Parsha Zachor, the secret of V'Chai Bahem, right? Vav Chai Bahem. Okay, so we thank the Shvili Pinchas for teaching us this one. Shkoyach. And also, now we understand why these three fingers, right, correspond. When you do a Kamitza, which we're saying is three Vavs, we understand. Bavel, Madai, and Yavon. Bavel targeted Hashem, Madai targeted the Jewish people, and Yavon targeted the Torah.
It's a real little drawing.
Is it one for Rome?
Well, yeah, the pinky is Rome. The pinky is Rome. The Zeres. The Zeres is Rome. What do we do with the pinky? Say, what's the lesson of the pinky? I told you once, no? Didn't I tell you? Why do people hold up their pinky during... During Hagva, Vizois HaTorah. What does the pinky have to do with Vizois HaTorah? I told you this? Oh, I love this Torah. What's the pinky have to do, right? Never wants to know. Why do people hold up their pinky during Hagva? What's the secret of holding up the pinky during Hagva? So the Orachayim HaKadosh says that the four Golios correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Moshe. Just like Moshe took us out of Mitzrayim, he started the process. Moshe corresponds to the final Golos we're in now. Right? And Moshe is Moshe's Torah. Moshe's Torah. Right? And that's why the Orachayim HaKadosh writes in Parshas Tetzaveh
that the reason Mashiach's not here is because we're not serious about Torah, and Moshe, whose whole essence is Torah, Zichru Toyas Moshe, Moshe doesn't want to redeem a Klal Yisrael who are batlanim min haTorah. We're not serious about Torah. So the pinky represents Edom. Golas Edom. The way to get out of Golas Edom is what? Is by making commitments to Torah. So when we say Hagba, we hold up our pinky as if to remind ourselves, we're still in Golas Edom, right? Because we're not committed to Torah. V'zoi satorah asher sam Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael. We show our commitment to, we remind ourselves that we're still in this Golas because we're not serious about Torah. What's the gematria of Edom? Use the Mem Sofit. I'll end with this. Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Mem. That's the name of this Golas, Edom. How much is Mem Sofit? 600. So how much is Edom? Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Mem? 611. Gematria Torah. Because the way to get out of this Golas is to strengthen our commitment to Torah. Here, you see? Mem Sofit is 600. Mem Sofit is Torah. So Aleph, Dalet, Vav, Mem. Edom. The name of this Golas. So Mem Sofit is 600. Aleph, Dalet, Vav is 11. So 611 is Gematria Torah. So the way to get out of this Golas is through our commitment to Torah. So when we do Hagba, we hold up our pinky, and we say, V'zos HaTorah. Mamash, V'zos HaTorah. The way to get out of Golas Edom is to mechazek our commitment to Torah. Okay? Okay, Shkayach.